behind the scenes with MLB Stars of the Game. And I got the man here for the Brewers. I'm going to let him do some self to you.
How's it going, guys? Christian Yelich from the Brewers.
Christian, we're taking our youngsters behind the scenes and what it's like being a major league ball player. So what's this big league experience been like for you?
It's been good. You know, I've been doing it for a lot of years, and it goes by fast, but I've enjoyed it.
Well, you established yourself as one of the stars of the game.
Maybe so, yeah.
Well, rumor has it you the man.
I don't know about all that. Just try to play hard every day and be a good teammate, help these guys out, and you know, try to win games.
You know, I used to coach college baseball, scouted for 5 major league teams. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You're in the big leagues. What's this experience like for you?
Yeah, it's been cool. You know, it's everything that you think it's going to be. It's challenging. It's, you know, to stay here for a long time, you have to do a lot of things right and, you know, try to continue to get better every year.
Who are some of the guys that mentored you along the way?
Jeff Mathis, Casey McGee, Reed Johnson, Juan Pierre, a lot of guys I was around with the Marlins back in the day.
And you're going to name all my heroes.
Yeah, some good dudes, man. They're good guys and helped me a lot.
All right, so the last two questions, and you got to get ready for a ball game. What are some of the mental challenges that a Major League Baseball player has to face?
Obviously, they're dealing with failure, but you know, I think there becomes a lot more demands on your time once you get to the big leagues. You have friends and family, and anybody that's really ever known you wants to come out and you know, see you play, which is different than anything you deal with in the minor leagues. And you have to learn how to manage it. It's great. It's great to see friends and family, but you also have to be able to balance that with playing good and being able to allot your time to getting better as a player.
So them long lost cousins come out to Woodburg too.
Yeah, they're just like friends, and it's cool because everyone wants to see you play, but you know, it can get out of hand sometimes. So I think, you know, you have to learn how to manage that when you're in the big leagues, because you're trying to stay here, you're trying to play well here, and you also want everybody to enjoy coming to see you play. But it's hard to do all those things at one time, and you know, you got to navigate that as a young player.
Who's major league here?
Julie Chassin, who we actually ended up being teammates with. Yeah, I was in Colorado, 2013, long time ago.
First major league home run.
Garrett Cole is in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. Get that call, you're going to the big leagues. Walk in the locker room for the very first time. See a uniform hanging. What was that feeling like?
Yeah, it was a great feeling and everything you think it's going to be.
Did you cry?
No.
He cried. Coach with the man. Appreciate it. Yep. Thanks a lot.
And remember, once again, the coach has written a book, The Diary of a Coach, 40 Years, I Just Can't Tell It All, covering my 40-year journey in baseball. Go online right now and order your copy.
Chapter 16, the players walk to a nearby sporting goods store. One player decided to steal a pair of gym shoes. As he exited the store, an off-duty police officer working security confronted him. He took off running, but security apprehended him and placed him under arrest. When we arrived at the police station, rather than being locked up in a cell, he was seated at a table, amusing the officers with his jokes and making everyone laugh.
Go online right now, order your copy at thediaryofacoach.com. That's thediaryofacoach.com.